Most of those who believe they should stop find it very difficult to do so. They find it's become a deeply ingrained habit, a habit they can't change just because they want to.
There now follows a party political broadcast on behalf of the Liberal Party.
Pratt, back to Pratt. Pratt again, a long ball out to Pratt. And now Pratt is on the ball, a neat little flick back inside to Pratt, who takes it nicely and sends it through on the far side to Pratt. Pratt with him, but Pratt crossing the path instead to Pratt. Pratt again, oh, and well intercepted by the swarthy little number nine, Conchito Maracan. This 21-year-old halfback, remarkably stocky for 6'3", square-shouldered, balling giant, hair flowing in the wind, bright-eyed, curt, young for his age, but oh so old in so many ways. For a 39-year-old, he wouldn't expect such speed. Normally considered slow, he's incredibly fast. Aimlessly around, sweeping up and taking the defence to the cleaners. Who would have thought, though many expected it, this remarkable 45-year-old, 9'4" dwarf of a man, who is still only 17 in some parts of the world, would ever really be when there was a goal there, apparently. And out to Pratt. Back to Pratt. Pratt again. A long ball out to Pratt. Pratt inside. Chips it through. Far post. Pratt there. Pratt inside. Back again.
I really like his ain't a week, but really unclogged me.
Oh, do be careful.
Sorry, Mum.
I mean, a lot of the others say they unclog you, but I never had a single bowel movement with them rectopus.
Now, if we... Oh, sorry, Mum. If we lived in Rhodesia, there'd be someone to mop that up for you.
Damn it, I'm bleeding stupid. If you lived in bleeding Rhodesia, you'd be having bleeding fascist rallies every bleeding day. You're a bleeding racist, you bleeding are.
Language!
Well, he gets on my sodding wick.
That's better. There are some of a lot with that stuff they gave you before the war. What was it? Whippington's number 8 laxative seal. What? That went through you like a bloody Ferrari.
Now, who's that at this time of day?
If it's the man to empty the old sand, tell him he's in the hall.
Right, dear.
And make sure you hold it the right way up.
Dad?
Yeah?
No, my dad.
Oh.
Dad? Dad, why is Rhodesia called Rhodesia? Oh, sorry, Dad.
No, thank you very much. No, I'm sorry. No, thank you very much indeed. No, thank you for calling. Not today, thank you. Good morning.
What was that?
Liberal Party candidate, darling. What have you done now?
Oh, sorry, Mum, I'm just washing up.
You go and sit down.
Mum, do you know why Rhodesia's called Rhodesia?
Yeah, Ma, let them go easy. They're hopeless. Little black pellets, tasting foul, they're stuck inside you like Troy adhesive.
What time are you coming back tonight?
3 a.m.
I think it's disgusting. You a member of Parliament?
I heard from you all last night. I heard you snogging away.
We was not snogging.
Oh, sounded like snogging to me. I could hear his great wet slobbering lips going at you and his hand going
Dad.
Around. Yeah?
No, not you.
Oh.
Just mind your language.
Sorry, Mum.
I run out of beans!
We was talking! We was not snogging!
Talking about snogging, I bet.
If you must know, we was talking about council rehousing.
Would it mean going to live in Hollywood?
I run out of beans! Where the rehouse is right hand, that's all he was interested in.
And has Faye Dunaway definitely said yes?
He is chairman of the housing subcommittee.
Snogging subcommittee, more like.
Ralph, do answer that door, will you?
Beans!
Shut up!
Yes, Mum.
If it's the man from Prop Orid, tell him it's in the bed.
Sorry, Mum. Well, a very good try there by the Garibaldi Flammy of Droitwich in Worcestershire, Professor.
Well, I can't make up my mind about this family. I don't think there was the sustained awfulness that we really need. I mean, the father was appalling.
Appalling, yes.
He was dirty, smelly and distasteful, and I liked him very much. But,
Lady Organs.
Well, they were an unpleasant family, certainly, but I don't think we had any of the really gross awfulness we're looking for.
Well, harsh words there for the Garibaldi family of Droitwich in Worcestershire, at present holders of the East Midlands Most Awful Family Award, lower middle class section, but unable today to score more than 15 on our disgustometer. Well, with the scores all in from the judges, the Garibaldis are number 3, and a surprise at number 2, the Fanshawe Chumleys of Berkshire. Well, some of the wonderful behaviour that made the Fanshawe Chumleys the second most awful family in Britain, 1974. But the winners, by a clear 10-point margin, once again, the awful Jodrell family of Durham. Unfortunately, we're not allowed to show you some of the performance that won the new award. But I assure you, it was of the very highest standard, was it not, Lady Organs?
Oh, it's superb. I mean, Mr. Jodrell, you know, the old grandfather who licks the...
Yes, yes.
He's superb. His gobbing is consistent and accurate. And his son is a dirty, foul little creature. And those frightful scabs which Mrs. Jodrell...
Yes, thank you very much, Lady Organs. And from all of us, well done to the Jodrells. And to all of you, not forgetting those of you who may be halfway in between, without whom, of course, and not forgetting who made it all possible, when and we'll be back. Until then, and so it's good night from me, and here's wishing you a safe journey home. Thank you for watching the show. Don't forget, it was all great fun. I enjoyed it.
And I hope you watching at home have enjoyed it, too.
The Jodrells win every bloody year. It makes you vomit. Dad?
Yes?
Get your stinking feet off the bread!
I'm only wiping the cat's dues off!
Shut your gob, Douglas!
I want more corn blasters!
Shut up and eat what you've got!
Bees contains approximately 75,000 bees. Each honeybee must make 154 trips to collect one teaspoonful of honey. Hello, sir?
What do you want?
Would you like to buy some of our honey, sir?
What are you doing in here?
Which would you like, the Californian orange blossom, the Mexican, the New Zealand, or the Scottish heather?
He can't eat honey. It makes him go plop-plops.
Oh, come on. Please try some.
Oh, I'd have some Icelandic honey.
No, there is no such thing.
You mean you don't make any honey at all?
No, no, we must import it all, every bally drop. We are a gloomy people. It's so crikey cold and dark up there, and there's only fish to eat. Fish and imported honey. Oh, struth.
Well, why do you have a week?
Listen, Buster, in Reykjavik it is dark for 8 months of the year and it's cold enough to freeze your wrists off. And there's only gully fish to eat. Administrative errors are bound to occur in enormous quantities. Look at this! It's all a mistake. It's a real pain in the sphincter. Icelandic honeyvik? My life!
Well, why'd you come in here trying to flog the stuff, then?
Listen, cowboy, I got a job to do. It's a stupid, pointless job, but at least it keeps me away from Iceland, all right? The leg of the worker bee has four tiny...
Of 1863, the Comanches rallied under their warrior leader, Conchito, in a final desperate attempt to drive the white man from the rich hunting lands of their ancestors. The U.S. cavalry were drawn up at Fort Worth, and the scene was set for a final all-out onslaught that could set the new territories ablaze.
Well, Mr. Cotton, you have what we in the medical profession call a naughty complaint. Now, my advice to you is to put this paper bag over your head. It's got little holes there, you see, little holes for your eyes. And to ring this bell and to take this card along to your hospital. Okay? And I shall inform all your relatives and friends and anyone else that I happen to bump into. Okay? Cash, wasn't it? Thank you very much. Get out. Dirty little man. Hippocratic oath. Hippocratic... Oh, it's not in there. Jolly good. Very useful. Next. Oh, yes, you must be Mr. Williams. Well, do take a seat. What seems to be the trouble?
I've just been stabbed by your nurse.
Yes. Well, I'd probably better have a look at you then. Look, could you fill in this form first?
She just stabbed me.
Yes, she's an unpredictable sort. Look, you seem to be bleeding rather badly. I think you'd better hurry up and fill in that form.
Could not fill it in later, Doctor.
No, you'd have bled to death by then. Can you hold a pen?
I'll try.
Yes, jolly good. It's a hell of a nuisance, all this damn paperwork. Really, it is. It's a real nightmare, this paperwork. It really is a hell of a nuisance. Something ought to be done about it.
Do I have to answer all the questions, Doctor?
No. Just fill in as many as you can. No need to go into too much detail, you know. I don't know why we bothered with it all, really. It's such a nuisance. It really is such a... Well, let's see how you've done, then. Oh, yes. Oh, dear, that's not very good, is it? Look, surely you knew number four. It's from the Merchant of Venice. Even I knew that.
Right on the carpet, Doctor.
Oh, don't worry about that. Look at this. Look at this, number six. It's the Treaty of Versailles. Didn't you know that? Oh, my God. And number nine, Emerson Fittipaldi. Really? Virginia Wade, you must be mad.
Doctor, I've just shot another patient. I don't think there's any point in your seeing him.
You didn't kill him, did you?
Brito?
Oh, we mustn't kill them, nurse.
Oh, I'm sorry, Doctor. It was just on the spur of the moment.
Oh.
Rather silly, really.
Sorry about the carpet, Doctor.
Mr. Williams, I'm afraid I can't give you any marks, so I won't be able to recommend you for hospital. I tell you what, look, I'll stop the bleeding, but strictly speaking, I shouldn't even do that, you see, on marks like these. I mean, really, it's not...
There are no more patients now, Doctor.
Oh, well, let's go for lunch, then.
What about...
Look, Mr. Williams, we're just popping out for a bite of lunch while we've got a spare moment, you know. Look, have another bash at the form and try and answer... If at least you can answer the question on history, all right, then we'll be able to give you some morphine or something like that, OK?
Thank you, Doctor. Thank you.
Dear sir, I wish to protest in the strongest possible terms. Yours sincerely, Brigadier N.F. Marwood, (brackets retired). Read that back, will you, Brian?
And when he had built up Cedron, he set horsemen there, and an host of footmen to the end that issuing out, they might make outroads upon the ways of Judea, as the king commanded them.
Good. Pop it in an envelope and bung it off. There's no good bottling things up, Brian. If you feel them, you must just say them, or you'll just go mad.
Oh, yes, indeed. As the Book of Maccabees said, yea, as the flea is like unto an oxen, so is the privet hedge likened unto a botanist. Black in thy sight, O Lord.
Quite. Look, why don't you just nip out for lunch, Brian?
Yea, as Raymond Chandler said, it was one of those days when Los Angeles felt like a rock-hard fig.
Brian... Let's stop this pretending, shall we?
Yea, as Dirk Bogarde said in his autobiography...
Brian, let's stop all this futile pretense. I've always been moderately fond of you.
Well, to be quite frank, Brigadier, one can't walk so closely with a chap like you for so long without feeling something deep down inside. Even if it isn't anything very much.
Well, splendid, Brian. Well, I don't suppose there's much we can do, really.
Not on television, no.
No. They are a lot more permissive these days than they used to be.
Ah, yes, but not with this sort of thing.
No. I suppose they've got to draw the line somewhere.
Yes.
Yes. Well, take a letter, Brian. Yes, sir, I wish to protest.
Oh,
Now follows an appeal on behalf of extremely rich people who have absolutely nothing wrong with them.
Hello. I'd like to talk to you tonight about a minority group of people who have no mental or physical handicaps and who, through no fault of their own, have never been deprived and consequently are forced to live in conditions of extreme luxury. This often ignored minority is very rarely brought to the attention of the general public. The average man in the street scarcely gives a second thought to these extremely well-off people. He quite simply fails to appreciate the pressures that vast quantities of money just do not bring. Have you at home ever had to cope with this problem? Or this? I know it's only human to say, oh, this will never happen to me. And of course, it won't.
I'm asking you, please, please, send no contributions, however large, to me.
There now follows a party
All
political
right,
broadcast
I'll go.
On behalf of the Liberal Party.
Fish bananas.
Hello, madam.
Oh, hello. You must have come about...
Finishing the sentences, yes.
Oh, well, perhaps you'd like to...
Come through this way, certainly. Oh, nice place you've got here.
Oh, yes, well, we...
Like it?
Yes, we certainly...
Do, good. Now, when did you first start...
Finding it difficult
to... finish sentences, yes.
Well, it's not me, it's my...
Husband?
Yes, he...
Never lets you finish what you've started.
Quite, I'm beginning to feel...
You'll never finish a sentence again as long as you live.
Exactly.
It must be awesome.
Oh, it's driving me...
To drink?
No, rum.
And the Ben? Duh.
Yes.
May I,
Take a seat.
Thank you. You see, our method is to reassure the patient by recreating normal...
Conditions.
Yes. Then we try and get them into a position where they suddenly find that they're completing other people's sentences...
themselves.
Spot on, Mrs.
Smith.
Good. Well, try not to overdo it to...
begin with.
Good. Just keep it to one or two...
words.
...to start off with. Otherwise, you may find that
I'm
you're...
I'm taking on too long a sentence and getting completely,
stuck. Good. Yes, well, that's about it.
For now, sir.
Thanks very much for calling.
Oh, not at all.
And,
just like to say...
Thank you very much for coming along.
Not at all.
And good...
bye, Mr...
Vernon. Yes, dear? Oh, no. How many is that now?
12 since lunch. Oh, there's another one.
Thank you.
Stonehenge. And it's from here we go to Africa.
Well, here it is at last, the goal of our quest. After 6 months and 3 days, we finally caught up with the legendary walking tree of Dahomey, Quercus Nicolas Parsonus, resting here for a moment on its long journey south. It's almost incredible, isn't it, to think that this huge tree has walked over 2,000 miles across this inhospitable terrain to stop here, maybe just to take in water before the 2,000 miles on to Cape Town where it lives. It's almost unimaginable, I find, the thought of this mighty tree strolling through Nigeria, perhaps swaggering a little as it crosses the border into Zaire, hopping through the tropical rainforest, trying to find a quiet grove where it can jump around on its own, sprinting up to Zambia for the afternoon, then nipping back to... Oh, super. Well, I've just been told that this is not... In fact, the legendary walking tree of Dahomey. This is one of Africa's many stationary trees, Borus Bamba Gascoinus. In fact, we've just missed the walking tree. It left here at 8 o'clock this morning. It was heading off in that direction, so we'll just see if we can go and catch it up. Come on, boys. Well, we're still keeping up with it, but it's setting a furious pace. Early this morning, we thought we'd spotted it, but it turned out to be an Angolan sauntering tree, Amazellus Robin Ray, out walking with a Gambian sidling bush. So, on we go. It's going to be difficult. A walking tree can achieve speeds of up to 50 miles an hour, especially when it's in a hurry. Super. Well, Rupert has spotted something. This could be it. A walking tree on the move. But what Rupert had in fact discovered was something very different. The Turkish little rood plant. This remarkably smutty piece of flora was used by the Turks to ram up each other's... Ah, no. In fact, it was something even more interesting. Yes, there it was, over the other side of the clearing. The legendary puking tree of Mozambique.
No, what they had come across was a tribe lost to man since time immemorial. The legendary batsmen of the Kalahari.
Primitive customs still survive here, as if the march of time had passed them by. But for all the mumbo-jumbo and superstition, the batsmen of the Kalahari are formidable fighters, as we can see on this rare footage of them in action against Warwickshire.
Warwickshire had dismissed the Kalahari batsmen for 140. And then it was their turn to face this extraordinary Kalahari attack. Pratt was the first to go, but Pratt put on a second wicket stand of naught, which was broken by Odinga in his most hostile move.
That's B. Pratt, hit wicket, naught. But Pratt and Zed Pratt dug in and took the score to a half. Before Zed Pratt ran away. But out came MJK Pratt to play a real captain's innings. He'd taken his own score up to naught when he mistimed a shot of Bawanga and was LBW. Typical of Mbonga's hostile opening spell was his dismissal of V.E. Pratt, who offered no resistance to this delivery. And he was put to her.
But by lunch, the situation had changed dramatically.
C.U. Pratt killed outright, bowled Odinga, naught. P.B.T.R. Pratt, legs off before wicket, bowled Odinga, naught. BBC TV Pratt, assegai up Jack's here, bowled Mboko, naught. Zed Pratt, machete before wicket, bowled Mbonga, naught. MJK Pratt, stumped through head, bowled Mbonga, naught. VE Pratt, ran away, naught. PDA Pratt, retired hurt, naught. WG Pratt, retired very hurt, naught. Pratt, died of fright, bowled Odinga, naught. Y-E-T-A-N-O-T-H-E-R Pratt, not out, but dreadfully hurt, 139.
And so, with the tension colossal, as we come up to the last ball, that's all from us.
Good evening. Over 400,000 million pounds were wiped off the value of shares this afternoon when someone in the stock exchange coughed. Sport. Capital punishment is to be reintroduced in the first and second division. Any player found tackling from behind or controlling the ball with the lower part of the arm will be hanged. But the electric chair remains the standard punishment for threatening the goalie. Referees chairman Len Goebbels said, at last the referee has been given teeth. Finally, politics. The latest opinion poll published today shows Labour ahead with 40%, the AA second with 38%, and not surprisingly, Kentucky Fried Chicken running the Liberals a very close third. And now, back to me. Hello. And now it's time to go over to Hugh Delaney at Paignton.
Hello and welcome to Paignton, because it's from Paignton that we take you straight back to the studio.
Hello. And it's from here we go over there.
Well, we're already here, so let's go over there.
Welcome back. And now it's time for part 8 of our series about the life and work of Ursula Hitler, the Surrey housewife who revolutionised British beekeeping in the 1930s.
That was a party political podcast on behalf of the Liberal Party.